The knowledge of Islam is precious like gold. It gives keys to success. This knowledge does hold.
They don't apologize from each other. They don't use passionate words towards each other, as if there are two opposition parties living under one roof and opposing each other all the time.
You know, when we are breaking the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then there's no shyness. But when we have to repent from it, or when we have to apologize to somebody, you know, for infringing in their rights, we suddenly become shy.
Biwi hai na biwi, wo shohar se bahut kam mutasir hoti hai. Yani jo biwi shohar se mutasir ho jaye na, iska andar shohar waqai quality wala hai.
How Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was with his blessed wives, how he was with his children, how he was with his grandchildren, because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the model for everything. He set the standards.
Agar shohar takleef mein hai to biwi ko chahiye ki apne shohar ki takleef ke sath ek mazboot pillar ki tarah khadi rahe, ki uska pehlu jhukne na de. Ek pehlu par wo khadi rahe, ایک پہلو پر اولاد کھڑی رہے, انشاءاللہ مرد مدینہ مدینہ ہوتا رہے گا.
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد. ام المومنین سیدتنا خدیجہ الکبریٰ رضی اللہ تعالی عنہا کے کردار سے جو چیز ہمیں ہمارے سامنے آتی ہے تھی صاحب, وہ یہ ہے کہ آپ کے پاس چونکہ مال بھی تھا, آپ نے مال کے ذریعے نہ تو فائنینشلی, مورلی, مینٹلی, فزیکلی اینڈ سوشلی سرکار صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وآلہ وسلم کا ساتھ دیا. اور یہ ہر اسلامی بہن کو اس چیز کو سامنے رکھنا چاہیے کہ وہ کبھی بھی, اسپیشلی جب بچوں کے ابو پر کوئی پریشانی, بے روزگاری, تنگی, بیماری یا سوشلی کسی قسم کا کوئی پریشر, کوئی دھمکی, کوئی بھی اسی طرح کی کوئی چیز آ جاتی ہے, تو اسلامی بہن کو چاہیے کہ اپنے بچوں کے ابو کے ساتھ, اپنے شوہر کے ساتھ ایز اے پلر اور ایز اے حوصلہ دیتی ہوئی ہو, ہاں اب کیا ہوگا, اب کیسے کریں گے, اب کا کیا بنے گا, ابھی یہ سب کرنے بیٹھے گی تو وہ آدھا اور مر جائے گا. وہ اس کو چاہیے کہ وہ ہمت دے, آپ بے فکر ہیں, میں اللہ اللہ بہتر فرمائے گا, میں آپ کے ساتھ ہوں نا, ہم مل جل کر اس کو فیس کریں گے. تو یہ ہو کرے گی تو ہو ہو جائے گا, پھر اس کا جنازہ نکلے گا بیچارے کا.
یہ ہو ہو ہی کرتی ہیں, مطلب
یہ ہو نہیں کرنا چاہیے نا ہو. تو ان کو مطلب کہ ہمت ہے, اللہ نہ کرے, اللہ نہ کرے اگر اسلامی بہن یعنی بچوں کی امی کسی کی اگر بیمار ہو جاتی ہیں, الحدا نہ کر سا کوئی ایسا مرض لگ جاتا ہے یا کوئی اور پرابلم ہو جاتا ہے اس کے ساتھ, کوئی ایسا واقعہ ہو جاتا ہے, تو آدمی کو چاہیے کہ کہے کہ میں ہوں نا, آپ کی کیا ٹینشن ہے, میں ہوں. اللہ نہ کرے وہ جل جاتی ہے خدا نہ خواستہ, تو اس کو سب سے پہلا یہ مورلی مطلب کہ پریشر ہوگا کہ میرا شوہر مجھے چھوڑ دے گا, میں بدصورت ہو گئی ہوں, میں موٹی ہو گئی ہوں, میں بدنما ہو گئی ہوں, مجھے فنا بیماری لگ گئی ہے, یہ میری بیماری کے لیے خرچہ نہیں اٹھائے گا, یہ مجھے چھوڑ دے گا. اس ٹائم پر شوہر کو چاہیے کہ بہت آگیا کر گئے کہ تم کیوں فکر کرتے ہو, میں ہوں نا. اس میں اس کی دلجوئی بھی ہے اور اس کا یہ رول ہے, اس کو پلے کرے. ایک بزرگ رحمت اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ, مفتی صاحب پلیز ٹرانسلیٹ, ایک بزرگ رحمت اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ جو بہت پیارے اور ایک نوجوان تھے, ان کا نکاح ایک بہت نیک اور خوبصورت لڑکی کے ساتھ طے ہوا.
واز اے بزرگ ولی آف اللہ ہو واز اے ینگ مین اینڈ ہی ہیپن ٹو میری very pious and beautiful lady.
رخصتی سے پہلے وہ جو ان کی جو زوجہ تھی جن سے ان کا نکاح ہوا تھا, اس ان کو چیچک نکل آئی, چہرہ جیسے بدنما ہو جاتا ہے اسے نا.
Before she departed from her house to go to his house, she had chicken pox.
اب جیسے ہی تو ان کو گھر والوں کو یہ ٹینشن ہو گیا کہ اتنا اچھا رشتہ, نیک رشتہ, اس میں کون اس کو قبول کرے گا.
اینڈ دیٹ چکن پاکس ٹرن بیڈ اینڈ شی ہیڈ پرماننٹ مارکس آن ہر فیس اینڈ her family got very worried that who will now accept her as bride.
इसी दौरान इनको पता चला कि जिनसे निकाह हुआ है बुजुर्ग उनकी कैफियत ये हो गई है कि ऐसा लगता है जैसे वो देखते ही नहीं है, लेकिन उनको कुछ नजर नहीं आ रही है.
एंड मीनवाइल दे हर्ड दैट द यंग मैन विद होम दिस गर्ल इज मैरिड दे हैव मेड निकाह हिज कंडीशन हैज बिकम सच दैट एज इफ ही इज अनएबल टू सी.
अब लड़की वालों को लगा कि चलो अब इनको नजर ही नहीं आता, उनको क्या पता कि लड़की बदसूरत हो गई है, तो इन्होंने रुखसती कर दी.
एंड द गर्ल साइड पीपल फेल्ट नो सिंस ही इज अनएबल टू सी सो नाउ देयर इज नो डेंजर बिकॉज ही वुड नॉट नो दैट द गर्ल हैज बिकम अगली.
घर चलता रहा 20 साल घर चलता रहा.
20 इयर्स द हाउस इज यू नो फंक्शनिंग.
तकरीबन 20 साल गुजरने के बाद जो उनकी जोजा थी उनका इंतकाल हो गया.
After 20 years, his wife passed away.
जैसे उनका इंतकाल हुआ वो हजरत जो थे वो सही देखने लगे.
As she died, he started seeing everything correctly.
लोगों ने कहा हजरत ये क्या हो गया, आप तो देख रहे हैं. मतलब मैं पहले दिन से देखता हूँ.
People asked that Hazrat, what happened? You suddenly started seeing? He said, no, I'm seeing from the day first.
तो क्या बोला, तो इन्होंने कहा कि मुझे पता चल गया था कि इनके चेहरे पर चीचक निकल आई है और जिसकी वजह से इनके घर वालों को टेंशन हो गया है, लिहाजा मैं 20 साल तक ऐसे रहा जैसे कि मैं अंधा हूं ताकि इनका दिल ना दुखे.
And he said, you know, when she fell ill, she had chicken pox and that turned bad and she had permanent marks on her face and her parents and her side of the people were very worried. So I pretended that I'm unable to see and I remain like this so she is not hurt and her family is not hurt.
Ye hai role of wife and role of husband. Agar ye dono perfect apna role ek dusre ke liye ada kare, इंशाअल्लाह तबारक व तआला घर अमन का गहवारा बनेगा और मदीना मदीना होता रहेगा और इंशाअल्लाह दोनों एक दूसरे से मोहब्बत भी करेंगे और दोनों एक दूसरे की तारीफ भी करेंगे जहां करनी है.
द फर्स्ट पार्ट ऑफ योर डिस्कशन इज वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट. आई वुड लाइक टू शेयर विद द व्यूअर्स ऑफ मदनी चैनल जस्ट अ समरी ऑफ दैट. सपोर्ट इज वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट. हस्बैंड मस्ट give her support and she must give him support.
ये इसी पर मैंने वाक्या सुनाया.
Yes. And let's take an example. You know, if husband is in some kind of difficulty, there's financial problem or some sickness, robbery, threat, this or that, anything can happen.
बेरोजगारी.
Yes. You know, joblessness, whatever. She must stand with him. She must tell him that, you know, I'm with you. Why are you worried? Together we'll face. Together we'll do. Don't worry. Allah is with us. I'm with you. We family. So this is what he wants to hear at that time. So at that time, wife comes and she says, "Hi, ha, what's going to happen? It's like end of the world.
कैसे खाएंगे? You know? कैसे पिएंगे? बिजली का बिल कैसे भरेंगे? मैं तो एसी के बगैर नहीं रह सकती हूँ. एसी तो बहुत जरूरी है.
Yeah, she starts telling her demands at that time. You know, I can't survive. Like she lost hope in everything. That's not what your husband requires at this time. And same way, husband must be able to show her support when she needs the support. For example, she's, you know, burnt, and her looks are no more the same. The first thing she's gonna think that my husband will divorce me now. Or she has become paralyzed, she's on wheelchair, the first thing she's going to think, my husband is going to leave me. Or she became, you know, fat, she picked up weight, the fear is my husband might leave me. Or some other kind of problem, she develops some sickness that requires a lot of funds, a lot of money for the treatment, and she might think, you know, I'm going to suffer all alone because my husband is not going to support me. This is the time that husband must come and tell her that, don't worry,
I'm with you. We'll face all difficulties together. I'll stand by you. I'm standing by you. I'm on your side.
This word, this sentence is a compulsory sentence in all united family.
Yes.
Son, say always, I'm with you.
Yes.
Daughter, say always, I'm with you. Father, say always, better don't worry, I'm with you. Mother, say always, don't worry, I'm with you. Husband, say always, don't worry, I'm with you. Wife, say always, don't worry, I'm with you. As per Islamic rules and regulations. So, inshallah, tabaraka ta'ala, only this word, I am with you. There are four words.
Yes.
There are four pillars. Inshallah, ta'ala, chhat khadi rahegi yakin ki pillar par.
Three words, I love you. And the four words, I am with you.
I am with you.
Yes. And if these two sentences are combined, you know, for your loved ones, for your
relatives. There is no tolerance actually, you know.
You know,
that is what happens, you know. There is no tolerance.
Besides, we know very well that was isliye kya kahenge.
That's why we are educating.
That's why we are doing this silsila. Ke ye tolerance humne paida karna hai. आपको पैदा करना है, मुझे पैदा करना है. It's not compulsory कि ये tolerance आप में है. मैं बोल रहा हूँ, but I'm not sure. और मैं ये दावा भी नहीं करता कि मुझ में ये है. हम दावा नहीं करते कि हम में ये है. मुझे भी पैदा करना है.
Because Shahid bhai, I think from what the Granth Sura has explained, if I can elaborate a little further, people need, especially the household, they need some sort of assurance. And whatever the difficulty, whatever the situation is at that point in time, the mere assurance gives ease, gives comfort, and that solves, you know, the mentally, that helps solve the problem. What's your opinion?
Moral support is very important. I mean, you know, for example, for a man, you know, 90% of his worries is, you know, regarding his family. You know, what will if he loses his job, for example, he doesn't really worry that much about himself. You know, it's, you know, what's going to happen to my wife? What's going to happen to my children? You know, if they take the house away, then what, you know, where will my family stay, for example? So a lot of the stress that, you know, a man has with regards to, you know, especially financial pressure, losing his job and things like that, is because of his family, because he's got
commitment.
He should, and that's his role. That's
very, very good word you use. The commitment.
Commitment.
It's a commitment here. At the time of nikah. At the time of nikah, it's commitment here.
Yeah, nikah wasn't made on the condition, if you became fat, I'm going to leave you.
Commitment, yeah.
If you become sick, you know, I'll leave you. And if you become ugly, I'll leave you.
Committed till death. Committed till death.
Jab tak saath hain.
Jab tak saath hain.
Tab tak saath hain.
And it's important to, you know, give each other moral support. Because, you know, just with a few words, you can relieve stress. You can make, you know, that burden feel lighter, and you can actually help the situation. Because complaining about a situation makes a person more depressed. When a person becomes more depressed, that person won't have, you know, the gumption to go out and do something about the situation. And what happens, you know, more often than not, is that there's already pressure, and then you get added pressure, you know, by listening to complaints and by listening to what if. But like Nigrani Shura said, if you just learn those four words, I am with you, that in itself is a motivation to get things going and to, you know, turn things around. And if husbands can learn that, wives can learn that, sons, children can learn that, you know, parents can learn that, it actually will help their own situation.
I think if through Madani channel, we can, you know, request and try to promote
that when your loved one, your relative, your brother, your sister, your mother, your wife, your child, your son, your daughter, anyone is in difficulty, go there and say, I'm with you.
I'm with you. As per my situation, because my cousin, वो मकरूज हो गया, क्या कहेंगे?
Yes, my cousin is indebted.
Okay, अब मैं इसको जाके बोलूँ, no problem, I am with you.
He expects money.
ये क्या कहेगा?
Yeah, he says, give him the money. So that's
fine. तो ये as per
condition होगा. You must be truthful.
I am with you. I am with you means, don't worry. अल्लाह ताला बेहतर. मतलब I am with you, मैं ये तसल्ली देना जो है ना, तसल्ली देना. I'm with no problem. कहीं ये कहना पड़ेगा I'm with you तो ये I'm with you बनेगा नहीं.
Sometimes maybe
you कहेगा कि भाई with you नहीं चाहिए, I need you but with money because मुझे कर्जा उतार रहा है. Okay? तो ये as per situation चलना पड़ेगा. Morally support सिर्फ ये नहीं होता I'm with you. Morally support ये भी होता है no problem. अल्लाह ताला बेहतर फरमाएगा. आप तसल्ली रखें. ये जो होता है ना.
Yeah.
तसल्ली रखें, अल्लाह बेहतर करेगा.
It happens, you know, this part of life.
Show empathy towards somebody. Mm-hmm. Some sort of comfort,
ease.
And that's what empathizing.
Some wording. You know? ऐसी सिचुएशन आपस में आ जाती है, वहाँ पैसा नहीं होता, सिर्फ बोल होते हैं. You some wording is priceless. And अगर चाहता ही है कि कुछ तसल्ली मिल जाए यार.
Some words are magic.
Should we give comfort?
Some words are magic.
Maybe. Wording होती है.
Should we give comfort only when there is a situation, only when there is a problem, or even under normal circumstances? Give assurance. Don't worry. If
especially, especially. Listen. Medicine कब लेगा आदमी?
When he is ill.
So that type of wording is like a medicine, painkiller. जब pain होगा तो गोली को असर दिखाएगी ना.
Sometimes you take a medication to prevent.
No, वो एक मुस्कुराहट काफी है. अच्छी बात कर रहे हैं, normal हम बैठे हुए हैं. लेकिन बाज वर्डिंग जो है ना, बाज वर्डिंग वो पेन किलर का काम करती है यार. फ्रीक्वेंटली दवा क्या देर से, दवाई तो बहुत देर से असर करेगी. आपका बोलना होगा दैट फीलिंग बेटर, अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह, नो प्रॉब्लम, यू विद मी. अरे वो उसको जैसे क्या जॉबलेस, जैसे ही जॉबलेस होता है ना, उसको फौरन टेंशन आ जाता है मेरे घर वाले क्या कहेंगे. अच्छा, यही चीज माँ बाप को चाहिए. बेटा बेरोजगार हो गया, अब घर आएगा कि मेरी जॉब चली गई, तो माँ बाप बोलेंगे अब क्या करेंगे, तू तो कुछ खाता नहीं, कमाता नहीं है, अब जा नौकरी ढूंढ, ये करेंगे. तो इससे इसको नौकरी नहीं मिल जाएगी. बेटा तसल्ली रख, इंशाल्लाह हम बैठे मिलजुल कर लेंगे. वरना वो ज्यादा प्रेशराइज करेंगे तो चोरी करेगा, डाका डालेगा, मोबाइल छीनेगा, उल्टे सीधे काम करेगा, जेल में चला जाएगा. सबका काम है कि वो फैमिली को बहुत टॉलरेंट सपोर्ट और एक दूसरे का साथ देकर चलाएं. और ये मदनी चैनल के जरिए दावत इस्लामी आपको बहुत इत्तेहाद और इत्तेफाक देना चाहती है मुफ्ती साहब.
Yes, that's very important that we have tolerance towards our families, towards our relatives in all conditions and in all situations. And that brings unity, that brings ittihad, that brings, you know, strength within the family and makes the bonds strong. And this is what we need in our homes, in order to have peace and harmony and love flowing between the family members. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu salatu wa salam alayka. So far, many things have been said about relationship, you know, between husband and wife, and also other relatives, children and parents and brothers and sisters and etc. And there's quite a bit that has been said about wife. How must wife play her role and look after her husband? And quite a few things are said about husband, how husband
must play his role and what he must do and etc.
एक और रोल बताऊं उठे सब इजाजत है आपको मजा आएगा अगर हो सके ना तो ये रोल प्ले करें माँ है ना बच्चों के आगे इन बच्चों के अब्बू की तारीफ करें अच्छी तारीफ
yes it's a very big role that mother can play is that mother must always talk good about their father and praise their father in his absence
aur walid jo hai na wo bachchon ke aage uski bachchon ki ammi jo hai na iski importance bayan kare dono ek dusre ki importance ek dusre ke piche bayan kare
and the father must talk good things and must praise the mother of his children in front of his children in her absence
for example if it is true bolna sach hai jhoot nahi bolna
you must be truthful you must not lie
to jaise maa bole ke bas aapke abbu hain main to pata nahi inke bagair kaise reh sakungi aur inhone mujhe bahut saath diya hai main to pata nahi kaise rehti kya karti hai aapke abbu bahut अच्छी आदमी है और यूं मेरे साथ छा करते रहे और जब ये अबू के पास बैठे तो अबू कहें कि आपकी अम्मी है जो मुझे निभा रही है देखो कितना ख्याल रखती है पकाती है हमारा इस तरह करके मुझे तारीफ करे इससे फायदा क्या होगा बच्चे ना बच्चे ये माँ बाप के बीच माँ बाप के दरमियान खेलेंगे नहीं मगर अगर बच्चों को पता चल जाए ना कि दोनों में बनती नहीं है तो बच्चे बड़े तेज होते हैं ना बच्चे माँ के साथ भी खेलते हैं अबू के साथ भी खेलते हैं हाँ पॉकेट मनी भी ले जाएंगे क्रेडिट कार्ड भी ले जाएंगे तो पोत कुछ ले जाएंगे और बस वो नहीं नहीं अम्मी बस आप सबर करो बस अबू तो है ही ऐसे करके वो अम्मी को पटा के ले गए और अम्मी अबू को पटा के ले गए बच्चे बड़े तेज होते हैं तो बच्चों को खेलने के लिए ग्राउंड मत दीजिए दोनों में यूनिटी पैदा कीजिए बच्चा कहीं भी नहीं जाएगा
You know, mummy doesn't let me do this. She's shouting at me all the time. She's very hard on us. And now the child is coming and talking to you while the mother is not there to get some support. So what must the father do at that time?
मुझे तो लगता है कि आपने मम्मी को तंग किया होगा.
Yeah. I assume that you must have troubled her. वेरी गुड आंसर
हाँ बेचारी पूरा दिन काम करे और आप उसको तंग करो आप बोलोगे चीखे भी नहीं चिल्लाए भी नहीं ये कैसे हो सकता है आप तंग नहीं क्या करो अपनी अम्मी को और कभी भी अम्मी की बुराई नहीं करता बेटा बस क्लोज ओके अब जब ये पीछे जाए ना तो जाकर अपने बच्चों की अम्मी को समझाए मत चिल्लाओ बच्चे भी खराब हो जाते हैं वहां जाकर अपने बच्चों की अम्मी की तरबियत करे क्योंकि मत क्या करो
The tarbiyat, how must the tarbiyat be done in a nice way,
tarbiyat jo hai na wo hoti nice way se.
But some people feel that if we do it nice way, they don't accept it. So only way to do tarbiyat is to shout and to raise voice and.
Unko khud tarbiyat ki zarurat hai ki tarbiyat karni kaise.
Very good. Yes, mashallah. Viewers of Madani Channel, you are. Getting these beautiful Madani flowers and conversation that's taking place on a very interesting topic, and I'm sure that you are also enjoying.
Sir, can you give us some examples of how our Amir Ismat is towards the children and the mother of the children? Some examples.
His children. And the mother of his children.
ये बच्चों की अम्मी के साथ कैसे हैं ये तो मैं नहीं जानता लेकिन ये थोड़ी बहुत हमें आइडियाज हैं या इनके जरिए कुछ पता चला है बच्चों के जरिए कुछ इनकी एक आदत है बच्चे हों या बच्चों की अम्मी हो ये सबको रिस्पेक्ट देते हैं फिनिश रिस्पेक्ट देते हैं दिल आजारी नहीं करते ये दो चीजें पता बहुत इंपॉर्टेंट है मैं आपकी रिस्पेक्ट करता रहा और आपका दिल नहीं दुखा आप मुझसे क्यों नफरत करोगे यार
Who is he more close to, Amir Ahle Sunnat, to sons or to daughter?
अब ये तो नहीं कह सकते अलबत्ता सबको ये जरूर लगता होगा कि बापा हमारे करीब है
That's a very beautiful quality that everyone must feel.
एक और
बापा लव मी द मोस्ट.
मैं एक और आपको बापा का जिक्र आया मेरे सुन्नत का. दामाद है ना दामाद. दामाद उमूमन डर की अलामत होता है, खौफ की अलामत. दामाद से मोहब्बत तो हो सकती है, दामाद से अकीदत बहुत मुश्किल है. अमीर सुन्नत वो दामाद है कि इनके ससुराल वालों को भी इनसे अकीदत है. इसको ट्रांसलेट कीजिए, ताजिम है ना ये अलग है. फॉर एग्जाम्पल, जो शे पसंद है ना उससे प्यार हो ये जरूरी नहीं.
समथिंग दैट यू लाइक इट्स नॉट नेसेसरी दैट यू लव दैट थिंग.
जिससे प्यार होगा ना वो पसंद होगी.
बट इफ यू लव समथिंग यू वुड लाइक दैट थिंग एज वेल.
आपको बच्चा पसंद तो आएगा, कोई बच्चा, वो उसे प्यार हो जरूरी नहीं है.
यू माइट लाइक ए चाइल्ड, एनी चाइल्ड वी टॉकिंग अबाउट, यू माइट लाइक ए चाइल्ड बट इट इज नॉट नेसेसरी दैट यू लव दैट चाइल्ड.
लेकिन आपका बच्चा होगा तो आपको पसंद भी आएगा, प्यार भी आएगा.
एंड योर ओन चाइल्ड यू लव हिम एंड यू ऑल्सो लाइक हिम.
ओके, अच्छा, जिस जो पसंद आए उसे प्यार हो जरूर नहीं, मगर जिसे प्यार होगा ना वो पसंद होगा. अब जो जिससे प्यार है और वो पसंद भी है उसकी ताजीम हो ये जरूरी नहीं है.
समवन दैट यू लव एंड यू आल्सो लाइक इट इज नॉट नेसेसरी दैट यू रिस्पेक्ट दैट पर्सन.
फॉर एग्जाम्पल, बीवी पसंद भी है, बीवी से प्यार भी है, मगर क्या बीवी की ताजीम दिल में होती है तेरी?
यू लव समवन, यू वुड लाइक दैट पर्सन बट it is not necessary that you would have that religious respect or reverence for that person.
Okay, lekin jiski taazim hoti hai na, jaise maine biwi ki misal di ki biwi pasand to hai, biwi se pyar bhi hai, magar uski taazim ho. Isi tarah shohar pasand bhi hai, shohar ki pyar bhi hai, uski taazim ho. ये जरूरी नहीं है, जरूरी नहीं है. ताजीम होनी चाहिए शोहर की एज पर रूल्स एंड रेगुलेशन, क्योंकि वो एक है, उसके अंदर एक उसकी अहमियत बयान की गई है. लेकिन एक याद रखिएगा, जिसकी ताजीम होगी ना उसे प्यार भी होगा और वो उसे पसंद भी होगी.
सी इट्स नॉट नेसेसरी यू नो यू लव योर वाइफ, यू लाइक हर, इट्स नॉट नेसेसरी दैट यू हैव रेवरेंस फॉर हर इन योर हार्ट. And you know, wife loves husband, likes her husband, but it's not necessary she has that kind of, you know, holy kind of respect.
अगर अब ताज़ीम है ना किसी की, वहाँ आते हैं. अगर किसी की ताज़ीम है ना, तो उसे प्यार भी होगा, वो पसंद भी होगी.
Yes, and if you have reverence for someone, then you would love that person and you would like that person as well.
तो ये बहुत सुपरलेटिव स्टेज है कि किसी की ताजीम हो जाए. और हम पीर जो है ना, पीर इस स्टेज पर होता है कि पीर की ताजीम भी होती है, पीर पसंद भी होता है और पीर से प्यार भी होता है. अब अगर यही पर्सनैलिटी दामाद के तौर पर, अगर ताजीम के तौर पर हो, तो आप देखिएगा उसका उसका स्टेटस उसके ससुराल में क्या होगा.
पोजिशन ऑफ ए पीर इज वेरी हाई, वे बाई यू have devotion for Piro Murshid, and that is the high station of respect. So you love that person, you like that person, and plus you have devotion for that person, so you become his devotee.
Three in one.
Yes, three.
अब आप सोचिए, अगर शोहर की घर में ताजीम है, बाप इस स्टेज पर है कि औलाद उसकी ताजीम करती है, शोहर इस स्टेज पर है कि बीवी उसकी ताजीम करती है, ऐसे स्टेज पर आने की कोशिश करनी चाहिए.
Now imagine if you are at that stage in your house that your children have devotion with you and your wife has devotion for you. That's the stage that every man must try to reach.
ये कब होगा? अच्छा, आप कहेंगे यार इसकी दुआ, इमाम बनने की दुआ कुरान ने सिखाई है, وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا, और हमें मुत्तकियों का इमाम बना. ठीक है, अब ये स्टेज कैसे मिले? ये स्टेज ऐसे मिलता है जब आपके घर वाले आपको एज ए पायस पर्सन देखेंगे. आप namaz, farz, roze, such, aur sabse badh kar ye ki aap dil azari nahi karo, inko respect dein, inki dil azari na kare, inko taana na dein, tanz na kare, in par bewajah gussa na kare, polite ghar mein rahenge, ibadat karenge, tilawat karenge, gunahon se bachenge, badnigahiyon se bachenge, in tamam cheezon se jab aap bache hoge na, to Allah Taala apne karam se karna Allah ke liye, apni taazim banane ke liye nahi karna, warna aisa shakhs baaz hoga zaleel ho jata hai, karna Allah ke liye hai, jab banda Allah Taala ke liye ye amal karta hai na, to Allah Taala uski taazim na sirf ghar ke andar, ghar ke bahar walon ke dilon mein bhi dal deta hai, aur usse Allah tabarak wa taala logon ke liye ek role model bana deta hai. To apne ghar ko itna wo na liya kare, ghar mein bhi matlab acche andaaz se raha kare, aur ghar mein bhi jo matlab yun samjhe ki hum logon ke haq ada karte hain, ghar walon ka haq to bahut pehle hai ki unka haq ada karna hai. Bahar muskura kar baat karte hain, ghar mein aakar wo tarbooz ki tarah muh phila kar baithte hain yaar, like a watermelon. What is this yaar, ye nahi hona chahiye. Matlab ki kirdaar ghar mein to bahut hi acha hona, bahar acha hona chahiye, but in house your character is better.
You know, this is how the wives see their husband, and this is how husbands see their wives. It's not that it just happened. This is, I think, a common problem. I think almost all the wives, I'm saying, might be thinking that our husbands are very nice outside. They're very nice with friends. They're very nice, you know, with the strangers. But they're not nice with us.
Yes, durust bhi to hota hai na unke liye.
But is it so common? It's like everybody is
so
like that.
Common, to so common habit hai. Log bahar muskurakar baat karte hain. Ab daawat mein gaye. Daawat mein gaye. How are you, Shahid bhai? How are you, Amir sahab? Sab muskurakar. Wo dekh rahe hoge kahin dur baith kar. Sabse muskurakar baat kar raha hai. Gaadi mein baithenge. Wo bolegi, mujhse to baat karo. तो उसको नहीं लगेगा यार कि मैं क्या, मतलब ऐसे ही आई हूँ, मेरे से कोई बात नहीं करेगा, मुस्कुराकर सबसे मुस्कुराकर बात करता है. तो ये भी होता है, ऐसा नहीं नहीं होता. औरत भी ऐसा करती है, बातों को भाई भी ऐसा ही करती है, सबसे मुस्कुराकर बात करेगी, शोर आएगा तो मुंह पुड़ा के बैठ जाएगी, कभी मेरे को
मनाएगा. बिगेस्ट प्रॉब्लम
ये एटीट्यूड प्रॉब्लम है ना, ये बहुत बड़ा प्रॉब्लम है. अगर आप इस पर सिलसिलों पर सिलसिले करें ना, तो भी खत्म नहीं. एटीट्यूड, दैट इज कॉल्ड द फाइनेस्ट वर्ड इन इंग्लिश, एटीट्यूड.
घर की मुर्गी दाल बराबर.
हाँ, अब दाल भी महंगी हो गई. अब क्या करें, दाल भी महंगा हो गया. तो अब ये इट्स एटीट्यूड प्रॉब्लम. अगर एटीट्यूड प्रॉब्लम को अगर हम थोड़ा सा मतलब गौर करें ना, तो मतलब वो है ना हदीस के, तुम्हें से बेहतर जो अपने घर वालों के लिए ज्यादा बेहतर है, और मैं तुम सबसे ज्यादा अपने घर वालों के लिए बेहतर हूं. घर वालों के लिए अब बाहर कभी इससे मिलते हैं, कभी इससे मिलते हैं, कभी इससे मिलते हैं. एक घर का फर्द है जिसे रोज मिलते हैं, और वो इस मतलब तकलीफ की जिंदगी में कैसे जिएगा मुफ्ती साहब? वो जूता कब तक आप पहन कर रखोगे जो चुभ रहा है? हैं, जब भी जूता पहनो चुभे, जब भी जूता पहनो चुभे, जब भी बीवी से बात करो तो वो काटे, शोर बात करे, शोर से वो बात करे तो शोर काटे. तो कैसे जिंदगी गुजरेगी यार? ऐसे होंगे हमारे मदीने के नाजरीन जो कह रहे होंगे यार ये हमारी बात कर रहा है, ऐसे जिंदगी नहीं गुजर सकती आपकी. इंसान काटता नहीं है, काटता कोई और जानवर है. इंसान तो पोलाइट होता है यार.
Sometimes we don't mean it. Our intention is not bad. It's just maybe we feel we are too frank with each other. There's no need for, you know, this kind of pretendence for little while. We're too genuine to each other. We love each other. So why must we keep on?
Mufti sahab, ye muskurata chehra hai na, smiling face, the key of success. The smiling face, the key of success. अगर आपको अल्लाह ताला ने मुस्कुराता चेहरा दिया है ना, बस आप जीत गए. मुफ्ती साहब, यू बीट एवरीवन, यू विन एवरीवन.
beat as well.
Beat as well. You beat everyone. You win everyone. If you have a smiling face and you have a smiling personality and you have a polite attitude, there is a key of success.
Some people's eyes also smile.
Yes.
So they
eyes smile, face smile, and everything is smile. So,
I heard about Mufti Dawood Sami, Mufti Farooq Rahmatullah Salami. You know, like we think that sometimes the family complains that, you know, you act so pious outside, but we know your reality. And I heard about Mufti Farooq Rahmatullah Ali that at home, when his family members used to actually fight for his leftover
food. Yes, yes, it's absolutely right. That is called Tazim. It's not only love, it's not only like.
A devotion.
It's a devotion. It's a Tazim.
It's a good example.
Good example. Murid of Amir Ahle Sunnat. Amir Ahle Sunnat to unka topi pakad ke dekhna padta. Bahut upar hai bhai. Imama pakad ke dekho. Allah Ta'ala ne bahut bulandi di, Allah aur bulandi ata farmaye.
Mufti sahab, we are talking about attitude. Our attitude at home is different. Our attitude at society is different. So, don't you think that we are thinking like a bossiness? We are boss at home. That is why our attitude is different. We are not a boss in society. So our attitude is different. So we have to be very polite in society. So when we comes back to the home, so why should we be polite? Because I'm the boss of the home. So I cannot be polite. So whatever I do, it is accepted. So don't you think that our thinking is like that?
कहाँ लिखा है कि बॉस को मुंह फुला कर रखना चाहिए? चलो. Imagine, हम तस्वीर करते हैं कि शोहर बॉस के तौर पर घर में मौजूद है. Okay? हम मानते हैं मुफ्ती साहब पुलिस इंग्लिश.
So that reason what you are discussing, that the possibility is there, we don't deny, but Haji Sahab is saying that where is it written that if you are the boss of the house or you are boss at any place, then you must have rude attitude.
Ye kahan likha hua hai? Chalo, proof me.
You're still wrong.
Ye logic hi galat hai. I think ye logic hai bhi nahi. लॉजिक है ही नहीं, तो कुछ भी नहीं है, हैंकी पैंकी है. हाँ, कुछ भी नहीं है, खाली ऐसे ही मुंह चढ़ा हुआ है.
You are the boss of the house, no doubt. You are the boss of the house.
Who?
Me.
And you are.
We are the boss of the house.
Yes.
But the boss also has to display kindness, love, softness, respect.
And there are a lot of bosses even in the work field. That they're very kind with their workers. They show love, discipline,
manners,
you know,
please, thank you.
There are rules and regulations.
Well, why not we change the terminology boss instead leader? Leader of the house.
Leader of
okay.
The house.
Leader of the
guardian.
House.
Guardian.
Okay,
of
no,
the
leader
house.
Of the house. What's the manners of leadership?
Politeness.
Good leadership.
Politeness.
You read in all books leadership. First, polite. Smiling, good character, and that loving person. So it's good.
So if anyone thinks.
Mufti sahab, dil jitna hai ke jism jitna hai? Come, question mein. What you want to win? Body or heart?
Heart.
Heart. Agar jism jitna ho na, to jabar se jita jata hai. और दिल जीतना हो ना तो नरमी से जीता जाता है.
If you want to win the body, you will win the body with force, with hardness.
रियासत पर कब्जा करना है तो ताकत के जरिए होता है, और लोगों के दिलों पर कब्जा करना है तो मोहब्बत के जरिए होता है.
So if you want to win the heart, you can only win the heart with softness. You want to, you know, capture a state, you will capture with force, with power, with army, with weapons, guns, you know. And if you want to capture the hearts of the people, then that you can do with softness, kindness, with love.
एक शख्स आपसे डरकर बात मानता है और एक शख्स आपकी मोहब्बत की वजह से बात मानता है. What is better?
मोहब्बत से बात मानना.
जो मोहब्बत से बात मानता है ना, वो आप दुनिया में कहीं भी होगे ना, वो आपकी बात मानेगा. और जो डर से बात मानता है ना, जब तक आप सामने नहीं होगे आपकी बात नहीं मानेगा.
But Raju sir, you know what we could do is just look at how we would like to be treated. If anybody is harsh with us, would we like that?
No.
We wouldn't like it. So how do we expect somebody else to like our harshness, to enjoy our harshness? If somebody is polite, even if they are at a higher level, let's say our managers, our bosses, like, you know, our elders, whatever the case is, even if it's your uncles, your aunts, your parents, whatever the case is, they are they are elder than you, so you know, they can speak to you however, like you could speak to your children. And if they are rude to you, how does that make you feel?
Sir, like you have done some psychology and this kind of subjects. I just want to raise one question. According to psychologists, there are some women who would like to stay miserable. That if misery is not part of their lives, they will feel incomplete. So something must keep on happening. Like, for example, if they grew up in an environment where they saw their mothers are being abused over and over, physically, emotionally, now it can make that impact upon, you know, the child. And she might feel, you know, if things don't happen to me, if half day I don't sit and cry, if I'm not being, you know, dealt with abuses or something, and I'm incomplete person.
See, Mufti Sahab, those are actually illnesses, psychological illnesses. People like that need to be treated. They need psychological help. They need sometimes psychiatric help.
They need
help.
Counseling.
They need counseling. Sometimes they need to be put on medication. Because it's not normal. It's not natural. You know, when people are kind to you and polite to you, it's supposed to make you feel happy. It's supposed to make you feel good.
But some people would show their love.
Some people like pain.
Yeah.
Some people harm themselves.
Yes.
That's not normal. That's not natural. It's a sickness. It's a disease.
Some people show love by hurting you. So it's also a sickness, because they feel...
Also their points of reference. Mm. If, you know, if you constantly see someone being abused, you know, and talked down to, you know, and you get children that, you know, they sort of repeat the mistakes of their parents. If the father speaks down to your mother, then, you know, you sort of learn those habits, and you will speak down to your, you will have the same attitude towards your wife. It doesn't mean it's correct. It means that your points of reference are incorrect. You need to teach yourself how to be a better person. Because when your mother went through what she went through with your father, if he was abusive towards your mother, your mother did not like it, nor did you like it as a child. You didn't enjoy your mother being beaten up or being physically, verbally, emotionally abused. So, you know, it doesn't mean now, because history is repeating itself, that it makes it correct, or it makes it right, or it makes it okay to do so because that person has been through those difficulties. You know, there has to be a healing process. And, you know, we should always, you know, a good leader always begins with the end in mind. You always think, what is your, you know, what do you want to achieve? Like Nigraneshwara, I mean, he's a great leader, alhamdulillah. And he's just pointed out something which is actually a recipe of a good leader. You know, an effective leader will think with the end in mind. He asks the question, what do you want to achieve? Do you want to win the heart over, or do you want to win the body over? And if you want to win the heart over, then this is the recipe. If you do this act, then this is the reaction that you will get. You know. And if you want to win the body over, then you need to do it with force. If you want to capture somebody's body, you do it with force. If you want to capture somebody's heart, you need to do it with love. And whenever you start an act, you know, you ask yourself, is this that I'm going to do, what result will it give me? Before starting an act, I mean, if you're looking at somebody, you can look at that person with a stern face, or you can smile at that person. If you look at that person with a stern face, what result is it going to give?
Even in your stern reaction, you're not going to get a smile.
If you smile at that person, what result is it going to get you? And if that's the result you want, then smiling is what you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's why, you know, as Muslims, we believe that, you know, if we do good, we will earn Jannah. Mm-hmm. So whatever action, you know, if Jannah is what we want, then goodness is what we need to do here.
To enter there.
To enter Jannah. So whenever you doing any, every morning, you get up in the morning and you ask yourself, you know, that if I want Jannah, then I need to pray. I need to worship Allah. I need to perform my Fajr Salah. You know, I shouldn't do that which displeases Allah. Because the result of displeasing Allah is entrance into Jahannam. And the result of pleasing Allah is entrance into Jannah. Yes, we know that we will enter Jannah through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we will be protected from the fire of Jahannam through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But there are certain actions, you know, where you would do that you know that the end result will be either Jannah or Jahannam. That this leads you to Jannah and this leads you to Jahannam. As, you know, we always hear that, you know, backbiting is a sin which will lead you to Jahannam. Yeah. So, before you do something, always begin with the end in mind. And the Granth Sharif just put it, you know, he summarized that whole, you know, begin with the end in mind by asking a simple question, what do you want to achieve? And the way, the reaction that you want from somebody else, you start with the reaction that will give you that response.
Kabhi aisa hua hai ke main bandi chahe mushkil hai uska tansha karna padega. When husband come in house evening and after he finish his work, do cheeze kar le.
Keep two things in mind.
Shohar ghar mein aaye na, तो बच्चों की अम्मी हो सके जो कुछ करना है सच सच करना है. इससे पहले भी जो मैंने जो कुछ कहा सब कुछ सच सच करना है. आए खादिको आज आप थक गए होगे, आप बैठिए मैं आपको पानी पिलाती हूँ, प्लीज सिट डाउन.
लेट्स टेक एन एग्जांपल दैट द फादर ऑफ योर चिल्ड्रन यू एड्रेसिंग टू इस्लामिक सिस्टर्स कम्स होम आफ्टर वर्क. टॉक टू हिम नाइसली विद स्माइल. यू मस्ट
दरवाजा खोलते ही मुस्कुरा गए.
You must be tired, but you must be genuine. You know, your intention must be correct. You must be sincere in your intention. You must be tired. You know, come rest. Let me bring water for you or tea for you.
Muskura ka darwaza khole.
Yes. Open the
welcome.
Door.
Welcome. Welcome a smile. Usko welcome a smile de. Hein? Welcome a smile de. Aur usko thoda sa ye karega. Aap baithe main pani dete hu. Thak gaye hoge. Hein? Dhoop, rush, traffic. Jaise wo pani la kar de. तो अब शोर का आप बैठिए, पूरा दिन काम का कर आप भी थक गई होगी, अब मैं तो पानी तो पिला रहा, आप प्लीज बैठिए, आप भी थक गई होगी, प्लीज बैठिए.
That's in the book, that's in the story.
No, not the story, not the story. करने वाले आज भी करते हैं.
करने
वाले आज भी करते होंगे, ये करना चाहिए. मतलब बहुत ज्यादा काम करते हैं, खाने के टाइम पे खाने भी है, पीने के टाइम पे पीना भी है, हर चीज होती है, लेकिन एक होता है बाजों का दिल लग जाता है और दिल से मोहब्बत हो और कोस समझ में आ जाता है कि यार ये कोस फाइट नॉट अमीजी साहब वी डू दिस व्हाई नॉट व्हाई नॉट वी कैन डू दिस वी कांट डू दिस कि हम मतलब कि एक अच्छी सी एक ग्रेटिंग स्माइल दे दें और मतलब बच्चों की अम्मी को खाली कह दें कि थक गई होगी. अच्छा खाना खा रहे हैं तो खाना खाते हुए कह तो सकते हैं ना
very good, Haji sir. It's very good and it should be done. But I'm talking what is the reality. It's acting is a movie being made or you acting in a drama or in film or something. You're acting so nice, so polite. How are you? Come, you also must be tired. Come sit with me. Let's share.
We are in the house. She's your wife, yaar. She's and he's your husband. Hus बैंड, उसकी हसबैंड, उसकी हंसी को बैंड थोड़ी कर दिया आपने, वो हसबैंड है, ठीक है ना। तो आप मतलब कि उसको स्माइल तो देंगे ना, मोहब्बत और प्यार, व्हाट डू यू मीन फॉर मोहब्बत, व्हाट डू यू मीन फॉर रिस्पेक्ट। अगर आप ये करेंगे, इसका मैं आपको दूसरा नतीजा अर्ज करता हूं ना, आपके घर में छोटे बच्चे हैं, when they are watching that type of attitude his father and his mother, so when they will marry,
yes,
so it's a change,
they will adopt the same attitude,
it's a circle. When we success the change of society, जब तक हम अपने मतलब जैसा आज मैं कह रहा हूं तो मैं नियत करूंगा मैं अपने घर में ऐसा करूंगा, आप करें, आप करें, आप इस वक्त हम पांच हैं, पांच बैठे हैं, वी ट्राइंग, इंशाल्लाह वी विल ट्राई, इससे क्या होगा, चलें क्या होगा, आपने आपने मुस्कुराया, आपने कहा, वो क्या कर लेगी, एक दो दफा नहीं मुंह की देगी ना, यही होगा। अगर हालात सही नहीं है फॉर एग्जाम्पल या कुछ और प्रॉब्लम दे तो यही होगा, मगर जब वो देखेगी कि यार ये कि हमने भी तो हो सकता है माजी में ऐसा काम किया हो, हर जख्म को भरने में बाद औकात वक्त लगता है, कुछ ऐसे जख्म दिए होंगे जो एक दो दिन के ऑइंटमेंट से सही नहीं होगा, आप रोजाना का मुस्कुराहट का ऑइंटमेंट दे, इंशाल्लाह एक दिन जख्म भर जाएगा, हो सकता है उसने आपको जख्म दिया हो, वो भी कोशिश करेगा जख्म भर जाएगा, क्योंकि हम बैठे ही घर आबाद करने के लिए हैं, हम क्यों बैठे हैं, घर आबाद करने के लिए। मगर मैं यह एक थोड़ा सा वो दे दूं, उसके बाद मैं चाहूंगा कि शाहिद भाई अपने टोटल कंक्लूजन दें, आप भी दें, आप भी दें, आप भी दें, ठीक है, आप थोड़ा सोचें। लेकिन मैं एक बात कर दूं मुफ्ती साहब, ये बहुत जरूरी है, क्योंकि नरमी की बात है, प्यार की बात है, मोहब्बत की बात है, बट शरीयत है वा सम अथॉरिटी टू हस्बैंड, व्हेन वाइफ शी डज नॉट do work properly due to sharia, so sharia give them some authority for strictness, am I right or wrong?
Yes,
chalega na,
to discipline,
to discipline, so wo mard ko ijazat hai aur wo quran mein aur hadith mein uski wazahat maujood hai, अगर मर्द देखता है कि औरत अल्लाह की और उसके रसूल अज़्ज़ा वज़ल सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम की सरी नाफरमानी कर रही है, बेहयाई कर रही है, फिर भी ये चुप है, उसको बावजूद कुदरत के रोकता नहीं, टोकता नहीं, समझाता नहीं, उसकी इस्लाह नहीं करता और उस चीज पर गैरत नहीं खाता, तो ऐसा शोहर दयूस है, ऐसा मर्द दयूस है, और दयूस पर जन्नत हराम है। तो जो चीज भी करनी होती है वो बैलेंस के साथ करनी होती है, ऐसी गैरत भी ना खाए कि बीवी पर तोहमत लगे, और ऐसा बेगैरत भी ना हो जाए कि बीवी बेशरम हो जाए। तो बैलेंस जरूर रखना पड़ेगा मर्द के लिए, बिकॉज अर-रिजालु क़वामूना अलन्निसा, तो उसने अपनी जो निजामत एडमिनिस्ट्रेटिव जो जो उसकी जो रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी है उसको डेफिनेटली अदा करना है ताकि घर का निजाम बेहतर रहे, और ये पूरी वजाहत मौजूद है किताबों में। अपने नेचर के मुताबिक वो नहीं चलेगा, शरीयत के मुताबिक चलेगा।
डियरेस्ट व्यूअर्स ऑफ मदनी चैनल, अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह अज़्ज़ा वजल, वी हैव डिस्कस्ड दिस इशू इन डिटेल एंड वी क्रॉस क्वेश्चन्ड निगरान शूरा, एंड अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह हिज एक्सपीरियंस एंड हिज नॉलेज, हिज स्टडी एंड हिज कंपनी विद अमीर अहले सुन्नत has helped us a lot, giving us Madani Pulse and answering our questions, and we appreciate and we thank him that he has joined us and gave our answers. We though tried to grill him from all angles, but alhamdulillah he gave us beautiful answers, satisfying answers, and please keep this in mind that alhamdulillah whatever we are discussing here is to improve the lives of Muslims. It's not about giving preference to one gender over other gender. There was a very, very balanced discussion in this whole episode. Inshallah, if this is repeated again, then you must spread the word around amongst your family, your friends, your relatives, that they must watch Madani channel, particularly this silsila. Yes, what Nigrani Shura said, that even though mard has been, man has been given authority, and that is true, it's proven from Quran Kareem and from Ahadith of beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So he must use that authority to bring discipline in his home. And where the need is for training, for tarbiyat, or being strict, he must show that strictness. And if, for example, a wife does something, you know, that is an act of shameless, and he doesn't feel modesty about that issue, he doesn't feel bad, then he is the youth, and the youth is the person that who will be the first one to enter hellfire. But he must not, overdo that part, that he starts making false accusations on his wife. And so there must be a balance. And when we do something with balance, the end result would be very beautiful. The end result would be good. So there will be discipline in the house. There will be law and order in the house. And you would not destroy your own loved ones and your family members. Because she's your wife, and she's mother of your children. She's living with you. She has left her home. She has left her parents, her comfort. She is with you. She depends on you for everything. And you assassinate her character.
Dear viewers of Madani Channel, in our beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, you will find the perfect example. If you want to know how to love, then learn from the court of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. If you want to know how to interact with your spouse, then learn from the court of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. If you want to know how to act with your children, then learn from the court of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He is an example for all of us. And in this mahol of Dawat-e-Islami, we try to revive the sunan of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Join the mahol of Dawat-e-Islami. Be compassionate to your family members, to your parents, to your children, to your spouses, to your brothers, to your sisters. Be soft, be compassionate, smile at them, because smiling is also sadaqah.
Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we've heard beautiful Madani pearls by our Nigran of Shura, Mufti Sahib, and our Mubarakeen Islamic brothers. What I would say is, most of the time, we go through lots of challenges, lots of problems, lots of difficulties in other places but the house. So why do we have to bring the bad mood or the stress, the tension, and dump it onto the family members in the house? It's really not fair for us, because this is not where it was created. If you have work-related problems, when you leave work, leave those problems at work. Don't bring it to the house. And when you have problems at home, then don't take that to work. It's really not fair for us to be showing bad character, bad habits, or anything that would have a negative impact towards our spouses. So we should keep this in mind at all times.
Dear Madani Channel viewers, as Nigrani Shura pointed it mainly, politeness, smile. If we think about these two words, I think everything will be done easily and ended.
Sallu ala al-Habib.
Sallallahu ta'ala ala
Muhammad. The knowledge of Islam is precious like gold. It has keys to success. This knowledge does hold.